Since 2004, the Archdiocese of Boston has closed more than 60 Catholic churches. So what happened to them? Some were torn down. Some are now used for other religions. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerov has the story of what happened to one former church in Jamaica Plain.
The soaring dome of the Blessed Sacrament Church in Jamaica Plain is a symbol of the Hyde Square neighborhood.
This has been a landmark in Jamaica Plain for 100 years, and it's also one of the few significant pieces of land that's left in JP, because what used to be, you know, large swaths of vacant land 20 years ago have mostly been developed.
Richard Thal is the executive director of the Jamaica Plain Neighborhood Development Corporation, a longtime community group that works to create affordable housing. In 2005, it beat out commercial bidders and bought the property from the Archdiocese of Boston for $6 million.
This is the story of an incredible community that was so engaged, where hundreds of people came together and said, we have got to find a way to make this a community resource.
They did that by overcoming roadblocks of financing, zoning, and planning to develop the 3 acres in a heavily residential neighborhood. While there will no longer be any religious worship at the church, part of the building will remain accessible to the community. The most challenging part of the project will be converting the 12,000-seat church built in 1890 into housing.
Wow.
Inside, the ceiling reaches 10 stories high.
It's still gorgeous. The archdiocese may have taken the stained glass windows for another church, but the murals in the ceiling are stunning.
And then this area in the initial design is preserved as the common space, as an atrium.
That's Brian Goldson of New Atlantic Development, who's overseeing construction of a 4-story building inside the church. It will be what's called a co-housing complex, a type of condo where residents live as a community.
Taking a church and turning it into housing is a bit of a challenge. You ask the church what it wants to be, and it tells you it wants to be a church. Does it want to be a bunch of condos?
From the outside, Blessed Sacrament will still look like a church, which is comforting to the community, says Thal of the Jamaica Plain Neighborhood Development Corporation.
We heard from a lot of the neighbors and a lot of the former parishioners that they would support the kind of, you know, vibrant, mixed-use, mixed-income redevelopment of this parcel, but if we did anything with the church, they would never talk to us. I mean, that was just out of the question as far as they're concerned.
One of those neighbors and former parishioners is Damaris Pimentel, who owns a beauty shop down the street. She and others feared developers bidding for the property would raise the church building and put in luxury condominiums. Pimentel says a mix of housing is better.
It's not good to have only low income, but it's good to have a little bit of market value. And keeping that balance is a challenge for our neighborhood, because gentrification will change that unique taste of diversity that Jamaica Plain has.
Pimentel says as a parishioner, she was devastated to see her spiritual home sold. But she's happy to see the Blessed Sacrament campus turned into homes community members can afford. The rectory is now condos on sale at below market rates. The convent is being made into housing for formerly homeless people. Construction is halfway done on a new apartment building and retail space. And 2 former school buildings will be rented, one possibly to a charter school. Community uses that locals say fit with the neighborhood. For WBUR, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff.